The trend is troubling and persistent for U.S. military ranks. U.S. troop suicides are still maintaining high levels despite years of tracking the effects of mental trauma on soldiers.
The great irony, as the wars wind down, even those who survived the combat well now feel there's no meaning left in their life because there's no more war, because that's all they've known.
With 2012 coming to an end, U.S. officials report the Army and Navy are already reporting record numbers of suicides. Similar record numbers are being recorded in the Air Force and Marine Corps, making 2012 the worst year for military suicides since diligent tracking began in 2001. The traumatic effects of war are lasting, say experts.
If they were just standing guard and isolated and see nothing, that probably has little effect. If you're flying a drone, it probably is like doing a video game, but if you're in a street patrol and you see your friend being killed, that can be very traumatic.
As researchers study the causes of suicides in the military, doctors are evaluating the ratio of suicide rates and frequent deployments. According to the latest estimates, the number of active duty soldiers who committed suicide as of last week stood at 323. That breaks the previous number of 310 set back in 2009 within the same time period. The Army accounted for 168 of those deaths, surpassing its high last year of 165. 53 sailors took their own lives, one more than last year. Experts say it's a troubling epidemic that indicates failures in the way soldiers are being cared for by the military.
You're paying the price for a long war fought by a small number of people who you sent into combat without enough time at home to get their lives back together before you send them.
Other branches of the military have not reached record numbers, but have reported sustained high self-inflicted casualties. In the Air Force, 56 airmen had committed suicide as of mid-November, short of the 60 in 2010. There have been 46 suicides among Marines, whose worst year was 2009 with 52 deaths. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.